Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as a used book guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike, sitting next to good old friend, ye old faithful, like Yellowstone Park, Johnny. Today's topic is an important one. It kind of hits home for me currently, and that's burnout as being a solo entrepreneur and trying to find the balance of work and hustle and still taking time for yourself. And Johnny's been to the depths. I feel like I've been to the depths where you feel like this is like it's going too far. Like you need to take time off. But being the solo operator of the business, if me and Johnny don't go, then the business doesn't go, right? So like it's a fine balance and life happens to us all. I'm trying to think like the past year mentally has been the toughest year since I started this business. Just personal things happening, family members passing away, pets passing away. So for me personally, the past year, just from my personal experience, has been the roughest when it comes to trying to stay motivated when it feels like the world is falling down around you. I guess I'll throw it over to you from there and kind of get your input on burnout and, you know, what things have been like for you.
That's very much a real thing. It's how you deal with it. That's what makes or breaks a business and or makes or breaks your business. It really is. Like there are days they just suck. They suck and I still got to do the work. I don't want to do the work. I hate every minute of it, but I still got to do it because I got bills to pay and I like collecting dollar bills after the bills are paid. So in order for me to do that, there's some suck ass days, man. And you know what? It's hot outside working in the units, or I got a big thing I got to sort through and it's all nasty. I could smile and tell you I love it, but I don't. I still got to do it. That's the thing. And it's the people who avoid it and don't endure hardship or punishment or embrace the suck. Those are the people that are not going to make it, bottom line. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think it's a fine balance when it comes to like taking time off for yourself, right? But the problem is me and Johnny just want to take off the next 3 months. Arguably we could, because there's nobody telling us we have to be at work, right? There's nobody that's writing us a paycheck but ourselves. And you do need time off for yourself. I do think we live in this entrepreneur hustle society that's like so toxic to the point of like, you always got to be working in or on the business. And I don't think that needs to necessarily exist. And you know, you kind of see that in your future of trying to build a business around you taking steps back from it. And yep. I just think if we're going to sacrifice, right? Like I was talking to Johnny before we started recording this. I was at the storage unit yesterday and it was like 95 degrees. Heat index is, you know, 10,000 degrees. And I think to myself, like, you know, this sucks, but like, I got to get this shit done. And I thought to myself too, I said, man, I should really record a video on this of me just being a sweaty mess in the storage unit. And I thought to myself, I ain't got time to record the video and talk to everybody in the through the GoPro, right? Like, I need to get this work done today. And I guess, I don't know though, dude, because you've become more of a prominent figure. So for me, I get a lot of burnout, not just from going to the same thrift stores and scanning CDs, DVDs, books. I get a lot of burnout because I'm a YouTuber and like a social media presence. And sure, I chose this life, right? I'm not sitting here crying about it, but that does add like an extra layer onto it. I'm curious what it's been for you since, you know, we're 150 episodes in, you have a commission business, you're in a lot of the groups, you're on a lot of the calls, you're hosting your own call tonight in the group. So like, do you feel like even more of a strain now that you've taken on all these extra responsibilities?
Yeah, because there's more responsibility to others when you're in groups and stuff. It's not only to yourself, because it's when you're to yourself, you could just switch tasks. Like if you're physically tired, okay, go do a mental task. You can still be working. But when you're a figure, quote unquote, in groups, you're required to be there. And you got to show up no matter if you're mentally exhausted or physically exhausted. Maybe you can sneak in a power nap real quick. But it's hard to recharge those batteries when those days line up with an already long, hard day. And then you got to do one extra extraneous thing because you may think talking is simple, but no, there's brain power you got to put behind it. And you gotta sound reasonably intelligent when you're answering questions to people who come to you with questions. Because if you sound like a dum-dum, well, they're gonna think of you as a dum-dum. That's just how it is.
It's you're so right, and the burnout, right, comes from when you get asked the same question for the thousandth time, right? Like it's just like you're instantly it just instantly pisses you off, but then you take a step back and you realize like, okay,
I
maybe
think
this
I'm
person.
louder when I'm pissed off about that than you are, because
Oh
I'll just be
yeah.
like, flat out, Google that shit. Stop asking that question. Google it. Use the search bar in Discord. Use the search bar in YouTube. We've talked about it again and again and again. We're really not saying anything revolutionary here at all. It's there in either text format or video format. It's there. It exists.
I know, and it's I think there's levels to burnout, right? I think there's things we can do to, I don't know, mitigate like being burnout, right? Like maybe you need to take an extra day off a week, or I think, I mean, we kind of look back to even when we started this podcast or like the Discord channel, like we had to be fully involved back then because there was just like 10 of us, right? Like, and
Yeah.
we would load up every Sunday and record one of these podcasts. And now, me and Johnny are like, hey, let's pick a day, one day a month, instead of doing it every Sunday and chunking out, if it's the only thing we got going on Sunday, it's a waste of our day for us, me or him, to sit here for an hour and record one episode. So now we mitigate burnout by being more strategic in our scheduling. And I think a lot of burnout comes from just the amount of hours you work. And maybe it is related to the results you're getting, but I think they kind of coincide with each other. So for me, I always want to get as much time back as I can, right? Like, sure, people probably give me shit because, I enjoy watching an episode of Unsolved Mysteries at night, but I've gave myself the luxury of being so efficient in my business that I can watch Unsolved Mysteries if I want to. And I know for you, like, you've done a lot of things with your time so that you have time for yourself, right? You can't just, dude, if you're just eat and sleep and breathe and reselling content and your own reselling business, like you're going to be burnt out by the end of the week because there's an endless amount of nonsense out on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure out ways to sneak things in, or when you're on a call, how to be working. Like I'm working right now. Mike doesn't know I'm working, but I'm totally working right now. But I'm still engaged in the conversation when it flips over to my turn because I can do a little bit of multitasking. Now, am I operating at full efficiency? No, but it's better than zero efficiency if I was just to record the podcast, as a for instance. But the thing is, it all racks up. You're gonna get tired. And to here's the thing, and I don't know if anybody's ever thought about it like this, but if you've talked to executives or anybody who works an extraordinarily amount of hours, the number one thing they talk about when you see their dead eyes light up because they're exhausted, that moment they talk about when they're going on their next vacation or their next 3-day weekend. Or their next, here's an interval of time where I don't have to do what I do 99% of the time. And they're excited about that and they look forward to that. Whether it's vacationing in the Bahamas or Hawaii or going down to Florida to Disneyland, they look forward to those little chunks of time because they know they work their asses off the other times they're not doing that. But that's why they're doing it, so they can do those things. Versus they are unable to financially. There's the difference.
I got another one for you, right? So you hit that out of the park, and I'm going to hit this one even further out of the park. No reseller would ever be burnt out if they were making $150 an hour. I believe that if you're making enough money, right? Like if you're going to pay me $200 an hour, Johnny, I'll work 80 hours this week, right? Like, if you're going to cut me the check and all I got to do, like, and I'm guaranteed $200 an hour, your ass is going to be in top gear. And I think that's where we kind of, that's why the resellers face burnout is you feel like you're putting in all this time and effort. And if you're not getting the results you should be, right? Like, of course you're going to be like, am I wasting my time, right? Like, I'm so over this because I'm putting in all this effort and maybe even money, and you're not getting results. So I guess I've kind of built my business around not being burnt out. But then again, you can't control shit that happens, you know, right? Like, you can't control life, and it happens to everybody, and things, you know, when it rains, it pours. But I do think if you are making a decent wage reselling per hour and you're not doing this 80 hours a week, I think the money should be a motivator, and it will mitigate some of the burnout. But you also have to take into consideration, right? Like, what are we making progress towards a goal? Johnny said, hey, this person looks forward to a vacation. That's a goal, right? We're going to get to vacation. There's 30 days. I think in reselling,
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
the thing that's kept me motivated and not as burnt out as I otherwise would be is seeing financial like milestones, right? Like, I'm continuing to save up for a house. I'm investing in retirement every single day. Like, seeing the growth, I guess, from the income side on the back end, it keeps me from being as burnt out as I guess I should be, because I wasn't making no money and I was putting in the work. Like, dude, I wouldn't even do it, right? You're burnt out immediately, right? Like, you're like, this is a stupid waste of time.
Absolutely. And I see it when people are at that burnout stage, they decide to take a unplanned week off to recharge their batteries. And what happens as they're recharging their batteries, they forget like what they were like before their batteries got drained. And that 1 week turns into two. That 2 weeks turns into a month. And then 3 months later, we see them pop up again, like, I'm ready to go back at it. And that's what inevitably happens to people just trying to go, like sprinting when you're trying to do the mile. You don't sprint at the start of it. It's a mile long endurance thing. You got to spread it out so you don't just die in the 400 meters, because it's not a 400 meter race. It's very much a mile long thing we do from January to December. It's a year race every year. Because every year, how much money do we earn this year? And then we analyze our business and decide how to perfect it or get out.
I think a lot of people too struggle with comparison, right? Like, we talked about running your own race plenty of times on this. And I think that, like, that instantly just, that'll crush your soul, right? Like I said, I used to do it, like, with other reselling YouTube channels. How many subscribers do I have versus how many they have? How much money is Johnny making versus how much I'm making? The best thing I did for my mental health was stop giving a shit about what anybody else is doing and perfecting what I want to do and what I want to get out of my business. But I do think we live in such a flashy number posting society. Everywhere you look on social media and YouTube and reselling, it's all about I'm a billionaire and I'm a trillionaire. And it wears on you, especially, you know, part-timers, right? Like, it's so hard to commit to being a part-time or full-time, because by full time, I mean you only are ever going to be a part timer, because you have to accept the fact, like, hey, I'm just going to be the guy that just makes an extra $1,000 a month, right? This is all I'm going to get from this business, and you have to accept that. And then you see Johnny come along, and it's like, I made $1,000 today, and you think to yourself, well, shit, that's what I want to make every month, right? And then you're like, well, I guess I suck, but that's not it at all, right? Like, I never. You know, I don't strive to be the richest reseller. I just strive to live comfortably and kind of enjoy life. And I do think the sacrifices I've made and the sacrifices I, you know, continue to make from time to time, there has to be a payoff for me, right? Like there has to be some type of goal. And I do think there are goals to this, and you got to stay motivated. We talked about it before. What's your why? Like, why are you doing this, right? Well, most of us do it from the monetary reasons, like 99.9% of us, unless you're operating a charity. So if you have the why, and you can take a look and say, okay, you know, this is who I am in my business. How can I get my time back? How can I be more efficient? How can I make a little bit more money? That's the only way you're going to be able to avoid it. Because if you just slog through and if you half-ass it, like half-assing is the worst thing you can do in reselling because you make no money and you waste all your damn time and you'll be burnt out, like Johnny said, and then you disappear for 3 weeks and then you pop back up and it's a never-ending cycle where you never even really give yourself a chance to get real results and maybe refine some of your business practices so that you're never burnt out again.
Right. And it's a choice, right? We decide how much we're going to put into this. And with that work comes the dividends therein over the course of the 365 days. And some people have a higher expectation than what they're able to make. Now, if you've been at it a minute, you know that over time, your work-life balance gets easier because you're able to afford the new machine. Your sourcing gets better. You took on an employee to take those damn photos for eBay. You work really hard so you can work not as hard but stay as efficient later. And people don't realize that. They see, I don't know, they're in their spare bedroom where they're packing their stuff. To they're already in their mind at the warehouse with the forklift. They're already there in their mind, and that's how they're thinking. And then they fall on their face because they're not that person yet. They got to work their way to that be that person if that is their goal. And I think that's that false expectation. And this goes with anything, even beyond reselling. You have this false expectation how you're viewing yourself. But the reality check is you're just not there.
Yeah, you got to be realistic because if you're not, right, like say if I set some crazy goal, like I want to do $1 million in sales this year, right? Like you're going to get burned out real quick because it's not obtainable. And if something's not attainable and you think that it is, and you just like there's no path forward for it to happen, of course you're going to be down and out on yourself. Like, well, I guess I suck at this because I didn't hit this ridiculous goal of 100 eBay listings a day or 1,000 in my draft bank. But that brings me to the topic of like, what are some things you can do to kind of avoid burnout? And what I did is I stopped going out for 3 hours, 5 days a week. And now I go out, you know, 10 hours, 3 days a week, right? So it's kind of like what we did with the podcast recordings. We're not here every Sunday now. We put it all on the same day, get them out of the way for the month. We can focus on other things. I did the same thing with my thrifting model. There's no point in me driving all the way out every day just to go for 3 hours when I can just say, all right, I'm up at 7, out the door by 8. I'll be back home at 8. Boom, knock everything out that day. I'm super focused. You're much more efficient. You get a lot more done. You can hit a lot more places. I think you've got to be strategic on little things like this because if I was still going out 5 days a week, I 100% would be so burnt out. Like I got it every day. I got to get out there. I got to go drive to three stores and I got to drive. It's little things like that you don't realize that don't make sense until you realize they don't make sense.
Right. It's the little things we improve over time to get our, well, time back, essentially. And it's, again, you don't do that day one. You learn about it as you go. And that's why we've talked about it so many times, even on this podcast. You put your butt in the chair to watch a bajillion YouTube videos when you're better off just doing it to figure out the problems for your personal business. Because that person on that screen has a different set of problems, a different set of benefits, and a different environment than you. You aren't them, bottom line. They're in a completely different state. Why do you care what they say? You probably, I'm going to guarantee you don't have 100% identical items when you walk out your door compared to them. Everybody's business is different. It is. And so you're better off going out and doing it. And now, if you, for people trying to microanalyze this, If you don't know how to set up an eBay account, yeah, watch a video, learn how to do that real quick. But I'm talking about the day-to-day, the routine. That's on you to figure out. There's no magical thing out there. And even asking myself, asking Mike, asking Tech, asking 10 other people's advice, they're going to give their advice they think because they don't know 100%. They don't watch you. They're not there with you. They're not there holding your hand. We guess at what we think might be a solution. Now, it's an educated guess, but based off our own personal experiences that may or may not be applicable to you, with that being said. So I'm not saying what we're saying is worthless, but you are the best answer to your own question, is what I'm really saying.
I agree, and it's funny because I've had people tell me like it's like you give the same advice like over and over, and like I think to myself, well, I mean, I can't magically create a business. All I know are the things that's going to get you results, and that's actually going out there and getting the work done, right? Like that's just there's no magic formula that like me and Johnny have that we keep secret. Like it's not the secret Krabby Patty formula, right? If people are trying to steal it, like we just work, we just scan items, he just lists items, right? It's just being consistent with the little things. And you know, I wish there was some magical pill or you know whatever secret code we had that we could give everybody, but it's finding that balance and being efficient so you can grow your business without having to be in it 80 hours a week. And I think that's a big struggle with resellers, man. A lot of them are broke, but a lot of them work their asses off. Well, of course you're going to be burnt out. But what Johnny's going to say is, well, how shitty are the items you're listing? Because how come we're not making money if we're spending 40, 50 hours, right? Like there's always a backside to this of, okay, if you're the person that's listening to this or watching it and you're working 30, 40, 50 hours a week, right? Like, I don't even know what a minimum number is that I can come to, but I'll just throw one out there just off the top of my mind. You should at least, if you're working 30 hours minimum, you should at least be doing 10K in sales a month. And that's just sales. And that's like the very, very minimum I'm willing to throw somebody out there. I don't know, dude. Everything can be fixed in reselling because we get burnout. We are the business, but we can fix the business. So it's tough for me when I hear somebody working their ass off and they're not making no money. I'm like, well, clearly we got to change something, right? Because if you just keep banging your head against the wall, and of course, no shit, you ain't going to get nowhere.
Right. I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday. He's at a terrible place right now. He doesn't know if he's going to have a job in the next couple of months because everybody's like mass leaving. And he was asking me, well, do I stay and hope the lean times turn into profitable times? And I looked him dead in the eye and I told him, you don't get paid in attaboys. You don't get paid in good jobs. You get paid in actual dollars for your work. And that's the difference. The same applies for when you're self-employed, like resellers are, or working for themselves. You can't pay yourself and will yourself to, if I just work hard enough, I'll make $1 million. No, that's not how that works. There are plenty of people who work extraordinarily hours and make very little money. There's fundamental basics in your business that are incorrect. And you will continue to work 1 million hours for no money if you do not self-correct.
And the big catch 22 with that is there's always going to be another business model. There's always going to be, you know, if you look at the eBay world, you got all the AI software, right? Like instead of actually taking a real look at it and sitting down and saying, okay, I'm burnt out. Well, like what are the main contributing factors to being burnt out? The biggest one is going to be you're working too much and you're not making enough money. Okay, so what can we do to change those? You can sit here and say you're burnt out, but if you don't change nothing and you just go away, like Johnny says, for a week, take a vacation 2 weeks, and then you come back, guess what's going to happen in another 30 days? We're going to be right back to where we started, completely burnt out. And like you said, there's fundamentals to this that are openly available, right? Like everybody understands the fundamentals of selling on eBay and Amazon, right? Quality photos, quality listings. Amazon is literally sending quality items as many as you possibly can. They both require understanding a little bit of knowledge, but not just being the consume all. I'm just going to watch everybody and then course you're going to be burned out. Like I see it happens to me sometimes. I watch a video, I'm like, man, this person's really killing it. I'm nowhere near their level. And it is a little bit defeating, but I could care less anymore. I'm just worried about what's going on under my roof, honestly, at the end of the day, right? Like I wouldn't say it's selfish. It's smart of you as a business owner to take care of your business first before anybody else's.
Exactly. I see this a lot in all groups. You have somebody who's been at it for, I don't know, 1, 2, 3 months, and you know how much they're making. And then I see them trying to give a brand new person advice. And I just want to smack them over the head because that person giving the advice is making no money themselves. You can't be the advice giver if you're making no money. I'm sorry, you can't be. You can regurgitate and repeat what you're hearing from people that are making money, but apparently you aren't hearing them because you yourself are making no money and you should shut the hell up.
Oh, Johnny, see, Johnny's trying to get me all riled up before this episode's over, and he kind of hit it on the head. I do think there is a lot of it's stupid of me to say this, but like when it comes to resellers and people in the space, if you don't show me your P&L, I don't want to hear nothing from you. And that might be the cockiest thing ever for me to say, but I know at the end of the day my business make money, and I know at the end of the day anybody can have a YouTube channel, anybody can be an influencer in the reselling space. But I know the majority of these ass clowns, well, let's call them like they are, they don't make no money, but they're the first one to try to sell you something or give you advice on how you should operate your business. And Johnny hit it on the head. You need to run in the opposite direction as fast and as far as you possibly can.
I agree.
Burnout, dude, it's a thing. It's a thing. I'll wrap it up here with the burnout topic. Life sucks. You get punched, you're going to get punched again. You're going to get kicked when you're down. Build a beautiful business that gives you your time back, allows you to take time away from the business, right? We don't want to be doing this all day, every day. I've had weeks this year where I've completely sent nothing into Amazon. That's just the reality of it. Are there things I can do to prepare for this? Sure. If I know I'm going to Jamaica next month, then maybe I work a little bit harder. Maybe I'll go out 5 or 6 days to 2 weeks prior to kind of front load it. Same with eBay. You got the wonderful draft bank that's talked about in every eBay person's reselling YouTube channel that actually does make money. You can kind of mitigate these things, and you just have to realize at the end of the day, you are running your own race, and it's okay to take time away from mental, personal. We all have obligations, and don't feel like, oh, if I take time off, like my business is going to fail. If you build it correctly, you're going to be A-okay. And you have to take time away because nobody's cut out to work, every single day, every single year. You will 100% wind up down in the dumps. That's going to do it for this episode, unless Johnny has anything to add. Do you, sir?
I do. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Suck it up, Buttercup. We'll talk to you all next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.